Hello everyone, it's Sunday the 11th of January. It's just coming up for midday and I'm going to make myself a quick cup of coffee with my Tassimo machine. I know you've heard this 100 times before. I'm not doing it to record that, I'm actually doing it to pass the time while I'm doing it. And my Plus account has just expired, so I will renew it in a minute, but I haven't done so yet, so I can't go on for too long. I just really wanted to talk about the Green Mile. It's one of those films that I actually saw before I read the book, and I saw it, the first time I saw it was about 10 years ago. I watched it at my ex-sister-in-law's. Sorry about that, something fell out of the cupboard. And I could not stop crying. Then I went on to read the book. And I found that they very much kept to the storyline, the plots, which actually doesn't happen in a lot of books. You know, you find, I mean, a lot of books that are made into films have changed quite dramatically at times. So this one, I saw the film first and then I read the book. And Tassimo, here we go. My Tassimo is extremely temperamental. What have I done wrong this time? Let's give it a wash out, a wipe out. It's the hot chocolate, it makes a bit of a mess of the inside of it. Not the inside, the thing that reads the barcode. So I watched the film and then I went on to read the book quite soon afterwards, I think. I can't really remember, it's a while ago now, as I said. And then I've often recommended it to people because I actually hate Stephen King's writing. I think he's a good writer, but I actually hate horror books and horror movies and stuff. So I really don't like it at all. But this is the exception to the rule as far as I'm concerned. I do like the story, although it's very sad. And I've often recommended it to people who don't like horror and who don't like Stephen King. And I say, well, neither do I, but I do like this one. And Ronan bought it for me for Christmas. There we go. Ronan bought me the DVD for Christmas. And we were meant to watch it for New Year's Eve, and then we were meant to watch it the other day, but Obi and I finally started watching it just before 9 this morning, and it's 3 hours long. So we sat in bed because we don't have a DVD player downstairs, and we watched it on our DVD TV combination in the bedroom. And I must say, of course, I ended up crying my eyes out again. Maybe not quite as much as the first time because I knew what was coming, but I cried nevertheless. And it just made me think that I know it's fiction and I know it's far-fetched, but and I know it was meant to be a long time ago, and I'm sure the things that if they ever happened back in the 1930s, they wouldn't be allowed to happen now, I would hope. But having said all that, there is no way. I mean, it just reinforces to me why I just do not agree with the death penalty. Because one innocent life out of a million is one too many. If someone is wrongly convicted and then executed, one person is too many. It's one too many. It doesn't matter that you might say, well, 999,000 or whatever, 900 and... Well, you know what I mean. A million minus one were guilty, and so they got their just desserts. But the fact that one person might have not been, then that's enough for me to say, no way would I ever agree with that. I think it's inhumane. It is inhumane, and I believe that whatever crime they've done, and I know there are some horrific things, and people might say, well, if it happened to a member of your family, yes, I know all that. But I still think it's fundamentally wrong, because there is room for error in these things. Maybe not as much now as there would have been back then, but there's room for error nonetheless. And therefore, I don't agree with it. There's also, you can't bring someone back that's dead, the victims, but there's also room for somebody to, I'm not just talking about murders, but, you know, whatever they've done, there's room for someone to change. And even if they never let out, they could do some good somehow. So I do believe that it's not right, I'm afraid. I'm sure a lot of people will disagree with me. And I just can't believe that there's still such a thing in this day and age, to be fair. In 2015, I can't believe that the death penalty... You can imagine it existing in, like, Arab countries, some Arab countries, and I don't know, North Korea or somewhere like that. And, you know, I know it happens in these places, but to think that it actually happens in... Not to say that they're not civilised, but to think it happens somewhere like America absolutely beggars belief. And, anyway, that's my thoughts on it. But we did enjoy watching it. It's a very entertaining film. It's very... It's a good film. It's just got a really sad theme and a very, very sad ending. And what made it more poignant for me was the fact that the actor who played John Coffey is no longer with us. And I was very sad when I heard it at the time. I can't remember when it was. It might have been last year or the year before. So that made it kind of more sad in a way for me. Anyway, apart from that, everyone else is fine, and I'll speak to you soon. I just thought I'd air my thoughts on having watched it again. I don't know if I want to listen to the book again, read the book again anytime soon. I probably will at some point, but this was one film. It didn't have audio description, but Obi was with me, and I knew the story anyway, but the little details he would tell me. But for things like the executions, there's three, I believe, throughout the movie, I'm glad there was no audio description, because, you know, I don't like the descriptions of that. I don't like that part of it at all. So I was actually glad that I didn't have to have a vivid description of what was actually going on, especially in the second execution, which was sabotaged. Anyway, I'm off now before my time runs out, and I'll speak to you all soon.